Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Cardinals Corner here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. We're going to talk baseball on the show today, a little cheer as well. It's that time of year for both of those teams, so we'll talk to Coach Zach Johnson coming up in just a little bit, Kate Edge coming up a little bit later on in the show, and, of course, Lonnie Preece later on in the show after that as well. So a lot to get to here on the show. Before we get to all the athletic stuff, as we always do here on the show, we remind you that you can get all your academic information at cuaa.edu. That's cuaa.edu for your athletic information. Of course, there's ConcordiaCardinals.com. You can download the Concordia Cardinals Athletics app for your iPhone or your Android. And there's this show, Cardinals Corner, right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket. So I said we were going to open up talking about baseball and a team that, since the calendar year flipped to 2018, is off to a pretty good restart to the baseball season, as I've been calling it here on the show. Head Coach Zach Johnson joining us here. Coach, welcome back.
Thank you, Ira. I appreciate it.
Appreciate having you here on the show. As always, great to have you here now in your fourth season. And, you know, we had you on, and we've talked a little bit about the beginning part of the season, and we've previewed the season. You guys opened up, actually, believe it or not, if you remember back this far to September, you actually opened up 1-2. But since then, you have won 10 straight, and you are 11 straight, and you are now, 10 straight. My math math skills are a little sharp today. But you've won 10 straight, including all of your contests so far in 2018. So let's catch everybody up with the team here as we're getting ready for your trip down into Ohio, and of course we will, and further south, and we will pray for lots of good weather for you guys as you make that trip. So let's take everybody back to get everybody that restart back in February, right after Valentine's Day. You guys got back playing once again. Did you just kind of, I don't say snap your finger and we're ready to go, but how did you get those guys? How are you ready to go between the gap at the end of the first part of the season and the restart of the season in February?
Yeah, it's a process, obviously, but you know, with fall baseball and us playing six games in the fall and then stopping for a number of months there and then picking back up again, it adds a new element. I'm very happy to say, though, that this was the last season that we'll be doing that. Next year it'll be different again. Fall season will again just consist of practices and scrimmages and things of that nature, and then the actual season will be in the spring, like how I've always known baseball to and how I believe it should be. So I'm excited about that. But for this year, again, we had that little added element to this season. So we did start off the season back in the fall, back in September, 1-2 against a very good opponent. Indiana Tech's nationally ranked. They're one of our conference rivals, and a very good ball club. So we started off 1-2, lost a heartbreaker on the season opener in the fall, 12-11. But we kind of expected, you know, to get back in the swing of things and get back in a row, because we have a very, very talented group. But we have very experienced group, even more than that. We got a number of juniors and seniors that have been through it, gone through the grind. You know, there's adjustment when it comes to college baseball. It's a lot different than what they're used to from their travel leagues and high school baseball, where it is a grind. You know, it's a lot of games in a short period of time, and you got to bounce from one bad at bat to your next one and forget about it, live in this pitch, this moment kind of deal. So we responded well. We have won 10 straight now. We're 11-2, and 2018 has been good to us so far. But we got big games this weekend, and we got to continue to take one game at a time, continue playing Concordia baseball.
All right, so let's talk briefly about the games that you've already played, these seven games in 2018, and then we'll move forward. Because to be honest, I know you've got a lot of exciting competition, big games coming up, but the thing that stands out to most about where you're going to play is your upcoming schedule. You're playing at a place named after Branch Rickey, and I love the history of baseball, but that's a separate conversation. So the last seven games since 2018 got going with the games. I would say that as a coach, you're probably happy with your team when seven is the fewest amount of runs that you've scored in a game.
Yeah, we've scored a lot of runs. And we've beat, you know, I think we've won every game, actually this entire season, by five or more runs, every game that we have won. So we have been scoring runs, but knock on wood, hopefully that we continue to do so with that. But we knew we have a very strong lineup. one through nine. We're very, very deep, and we're even deeper from a depth standpoint off the bench as well. I mean, we really do have a strong hitting lineup. But truthfully, I think we kind of realize that we cannot rely on our talent from a hitting perspective every single game. And our pitchers have done a phenomenal job. I'm not sure right offhand how many earned runs we've given up, but we've given up a lot more unearned runs than we've given up earned runs. And really, defensively is where, at the end of the day, what we need to improve on. We 100% need to improve defensively, and it's just a lack of discipline from a defensive side of playing and executing, you know, what we call our philosophy from a defensive standpoint as well. Pitching and hitting wise, we've done a phenomenal job. And if we continue to do that, we're going to be a very, very tough team to beat. But we do have to get better defensively.
All right, we're going to talk to Kyle, and he's going to get us some of those stats for the next time you're on the show to back that up. But I did look at your last couple of games, and there were definitely more runs than earned runs. So,
yes.
You mentioned the depth, and it got me thinking a little bit, because one of the fun parts of baseball, it's kind of and you get to deal with this on a day-to-day basis as the coach, and most fans kind of miss out on a lot of the situational things that coaches are able to do or managers are able to do as well. With a deep bench, does it kind of give you, you kind of get the chance to play a little bit of a chess game at times and move guys around and a lot of different situational opportunities for your players to get into the games?
100%. I firmly believe baseball is a thinking man's game. It's 90% mental, and from a manager's standpoint, that 90% mental includes using your entire team to its fullest. And I don't think there's been a game this spring that we haven't used our bench in crucial situations or at a point in the game. I do believe it's important to get guys experience and stuff as well, whether it be the game be close or not so close. It's about repetition and using our bench to keep them fully engaged and to keep them hungry and desire just as strong as a you know, normal everyday guy is, because you never know what can happen. Baseball's filled with injuries as well. Mm-hmm. And throwing a guy to the wolves, in essence, without seeing any action at all yet, is really doing him a disservice. So I do use our bench quite often, and I'm going to continue to be honest.
I was talking with a football coach recently and talking about quarterbacks being ready, the second string quarterback being ready to go. And as the coach said, the second string quarterback is one quick hit away from being the first string quarterback. And yep. So it's generally, it should be easy to keep that backup quarterback ready to go. And I'm guessing that from your perspective, having the ability, the way you liberally use your bench and to get guys in the game and do those substitutions, it also keeps those guys really focused on the game from the beginning of the game all the way through. Cause it can be easy if you're sitting on the bench and you're not playing and you're 19 years old, you can kind of kick back and maybe you're thinking about your girlfriend, or maybe you have a yep. homework assignment, but you may point down the line and go, hey, number four, you're it. Yep. So yep. It probably is a really good training tool for 18 to 22-year-olds as well.
100%. We stress baseball IQ. We stress that we can outthink our opponent, which will make us more successful than our opponent, whether picking up on tendencies, picking up on things that we've noticed throughout the game, whether baseball's playing differently. For instance, at Siena Heights, it's normally a triples alley. I mean, any ball gets in the gap, the ball rolls on the grass. Last night, with it still being, you know, the weather still changing, the ball was not. It hit, you know, any ball to the outfield kind of hit and stuck for the most part. So the field elements, the terrain, it throws different obstacles each game. It's understanding those games even before those things and those items before the game even starts, and then picking up on things throughout the game. An umpire's zone, every umpire has a different zone, whether it be a little bit different or really different. Focusing in on that, focusing on, you know, a pitcher's tendencies, what he's doing out in the bullpen, defensively, where they're playing guys, if a third baseman's sleeping or not, and we can utilize, you know, bunting for a hit a little more often in this game. catcher's arm, a pitcher's time to the plate. I mean, baseball is a thinking man's game, and the more we can keep our guys focusing on things on the bench and trying to pick up on things, I stress to them all the time. I'm not playing this game. I 100%. I'm here trying to learn as much as you guys can each and every game, and you guys can be picking up on things and increasing your baseball IQ just as much as I can. Whether we're playing or watching, it does not matter. You can increase your baseball IQ, which will make you a better baseball player.
Talking to Zach Johnson, fourth-year head coach of the Cordy baseball team here on Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050, WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. So now, as you sit 11-2, a few more games left in non-conference play before you guys play some conference games. I want to get to playing conference games in Florida in a second, but before that, you guys go down to Portsmouth, Ohio. You're going to play St. Xavier for a couple of games. You're going to play Shawnee State for a couple of games, and all four of those scheduled games are going to be played at Branch Rickey Park. Do you make it a point to make sure that your guys and your team, if they don't know who that is, like, do you make sure that they know who Branch Rickey is?
To be honest, I think every single one of them do know.
Okay, that's just making sure. It's, not everybody. History can be lost on the youth, as they say.
I think every trip, every year, I shouldn't say every trip, but there is a trip every year where 42 is played. So
gotcha.
I think everybody on our roster could tell you exactly who Branch Rickey is, and I agree. History, part of our game. I mean, that can continue to teach things. Some things get lost in history, and from a baseball IQ standpoint, you can pick up on things that guys used to do that could help you nowadays. I mean, they created this great game. They made this game what it is. So I agree. It's pretty significant. I don't know if all the guys know exactly the stadium's called that. They should, but I'm going to make it a point to let them know.
And you can also throw in, if they don't know this, that if they want to see where Branch Rickey went to law school, they can just stay in the city that they go to college in and just come on down the street to the law quad in Ann Arbor. So they have that local tie here to the city of Ann Arbor as well. Then you guys go, after those games, you guys go to play Cornerstone. And so I guess these are technically your home games because they're listed as versus and not ats on the schedule. But you get to play them down in Florida. You get to play home games, or if nothing else, you're playing league games in Florida. That's pretty sweet.
Yep. So how that works, they are their home games.
Okay.
So it's listed as verse because it's a neutral.
Neutral,
game.
Gotcha. Yep.
Yep. So they're their home games. So we're supposed to play them in the fall. For one reason or another, mutually agreed upon. The weather was not good on the weekend. We were supposed to play them in the fall. Both coaches, obviously, you know my side of things, we prefer spring games anyways.
Gotcha,
so
okay.
We decided we were going to move them to the spring. If we were going to move them to the spring, it had to be played on this weekend. And luckily enough, we were both in Florida at the same exact time and the same exact location for the most part. And so we're going to play them down in Florida for our conference games.
Yeah, so you get to play at Polk State College for one game and then Chain of Lakes Park Stadium. So you guys are able to get together, put some heads together, find some places to play some games. I think that's really cool. And then after that, you play Southeastern University, the number four team in the country down in Lakeland, Florida, before heading back for games in Ohio. And then you'll eventually have home games here in Ann Arbor back at the end of the month of March, March 24th, for your first home games. And we'll knock on wood and talk about weather permitting and all that stuff. So not only do you get some league games in, you make in the games, and it fits the schedule better, the weather should be better. So I understand that you probably have a very big smile on your face when you talk about rescheduling those games. And then you follow it up with those games against Southeastern University. That's a pretty good baseball team that you're heading down there to play. I'm assuming that's part of your mentality. Let's get some really tough non-conference competition and see where we stack up.
Absolutely. So we played Southeastern last year. When we played them last year, I think they were number 7. We beat them down in Florida last year on a neutral site, but they were a very good ball team. I think we won 2-1 last year. Our ace this year, Marshall Edding, threw a complete game against them last year, and he did a very, very good job. This year, they're kind of in the same boat they were in last year. When we played them, I think they only had one loss. This year, I think they're 17-0, something right around there. I'm pretty sure they have not lost yet. Last I saw, I believe they were 17-0. And very, very good team again. They did have a lot of turnover, but coach down there, he brought just as much talent back in. So they're going to be very, very good. It's going to 100% be great for our program. Why? Because we're hoping, this won't be the last time we see them. We see them in the national tournament, World Series, wherever it may be. being down in the, you know, their home field down in Florida, it's not a team we get to play as often as possibly we'd like. So we might see them again down the road. So it'll be a very good challenge for us. Very, very good challenge against a very good program. But at the end of the day, it's a ways away. We got to focus on St. Xavier this weekend, one game at a time.
I'm going to sort of break that as we wrap things up here, talking to Zach Johnson, head baseball coach at Concordia, here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. I'm not going to ask you to preview games or anything like that, but I have a generic question about your trip and then a follow-up. The generic question is, just for you as a coach, your value, the value the team gets in essentially being away from home for the first 3 weeks of the month of March.
Yeah, it's tough, but in all honesty, you know, we should be very thankful for the weather, because we're going to be outside practicing on our field today. So,
it's true.
We're excited to be even able to do that in February. You know, being away from home and you know, each and every individual on our program, whether it be coach or player, you know, has a value system and things that they put first. So it's all about juggling and balancing your time wisely. We're human beings, and we do have a lot of things going on in our lives, and it's important that our guys do get downtime as well as the coaching staff, and to reflect on things and understand that you know, this is a game at the end of the day. It's a game we all love, and we want to be successful at it, but it is a game, and it's a game that means a lot to us, but there are things that mean more.
It's always a fun time for you guys on the road. It can be grueling a little bit at times, but I know you guys always have fun on these trips. So the last question I have for you, I mentioned that your first home games coming up for this part of the season will be March 24th and then 25th as well. That series scheduled against Lawrence Tech. Right now, you guys are 11-2 overall. You're in the receiving votes category in the NAIA. If you guys go down to the Ohio and Florida trip, and it's a whole bunch of games all the way through that Saginaw Valley game, if you guys do what you think you're capable of, if you guys do what I think you're capable of, I'm expecting you guys to be in that, in not the others receiving votes category, but actually crack into that top 25. What do you think about that over these next 3 weeks?
Well, we're certainly hoping so. You know, at the end of the day, a poll is a poll. The NAI one is significant because it does determine things at the end of the day. But in another poll, the perfect game, they do a very, very good job with their rating system as well. We're ranked number 11th in the country in their poll. So and the NCCEA and the National Christian College Athletic Association, their poll comes out, I believe, tomorrow. It comes out pretty soon. So it'll be interesting to see where we rank in that poll. All polls are different. At the end of the day, it is opinions, and there are factors and calculations in. So, but in all honesty, it doesn't really matter what you are in the poll right now. It matters what you are in the poll at the end of the year. So that's going to be the one that's most important anyways. So absolutely, we're hoping to crack the NAI top 25. I believe the next poll comes out March 5th. So hopefully we'll be in it then. We'll see. You know, in all honesty, with a lot of things in baseball, it's out of our control. An umpire zone's out of our control. The weather's out of our control. The national polls is out of our control. All we can do is control what we can control. Play Concordia baseball, go out and continue to hopefully be successful, you know, on and off the field, but on the field and doing the things that make us a very, very good program. And hopefully it all balances itself out.
Coach, I always love talking to you, and I got to tell you, you just got an A-plus in the category of answers a question like a coach. So congratulations on that as well. That was a great coach answer, and I know all coaches that I talked to would appreciate exactly what you just said. Again, great talking to you as always. Good luck over these next few weeks. We will catch up with you when you guys are back in town.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Ira.
That is Zach Johnson, head coach of the Concordia baseball team, back on the road with their 11-2 record. A lot of games to be played in this baseball season. It's also a busy time of year for the cheer team. We have our visit that we always have this time of year with head cheer coach Kate Edge coming up on this side of the break. This is Cardinals Corner on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket.